This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Motorists are urged to check road conditions before they leave home. It's a phrase you'll hear regularly on the news during the winter months. Caltrans reports that Highway 96 is open to one-way traffic following a slide that closed down the roadway between Orleans and Soames Bar yesterday at about 4 o'clock. Workers were quickly on scene, and both lanes of traffic are expected to be open today. The Weather Service has forecasted a freeze for tonight, but it's the next storm system expected to arrive on Sunday that will be of concern. High winds and bouts of heavy rain are in the forecast, and the rain could impact driving conditions through at least Wednesday. That could also impact travelers for the Thanksgiving holiday, and motorists are urged to check road conditions before they leave home. Businesses in California can begin to sell recreational marijuana on January 1st of next year, and the state has issued a set of emergency regulations that will govern the industry during the transition. The rules are still subject to public hearing and cover such details such as the amount of THC edible and topical products can contain, along with the various licenses a grower must acquire. A grower of medical cannabis will need an M license, and those who will sell for recreational uses will need an A license. The new rules establish annual fees, $1,000 for sellers, along with additional license fees that will range from $4,000 to $72,000 based on the amount a retailer sells. Rules on packaging, labeling, transportation, track and trace, and issues of security at cannabis businesses are included as well. In 2012, the state of California enacted conditional voting, commonly known as same-day voting, and now conditional voting can be done in Humboldt County. The County Elections Department provided the details on conditional voting, which allows a California resident to fill out an affidavit at the county clerk's office in the 14 days prior to Election Day and on Election Day, and then cast a provisional ballot. You cannot use conditional voting at a polling place, only at the clerk's office, where eligibility to vote is established. Conditional voting provisional ballots are treated and processed like all other provisional ballots. Supporters of the Humboldt Bay Trail, that when finished will stretch for 13 miles along the bay between Eureka and Arcata, will gather in Arcata on Sunday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Arcata section of the trail. The event will be held on South I Street at 10 Sunday morning to highlight 3 miles of Class 1 ADA accessible trail that runs through the Arcata Marsh along the railroad to just south of the Bayside Cutoff. The Eureka Police Department will host a service dog workshop on Monday at the Warfinger Building from 9 until 11 a.m. The workshop is aimed at business owners and employees, government workers, and the general public regarding the legal rights of service dog owners and their animals. The workshop is free. Contact the City of Eureka for more information. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.